Diabetes prevention is our topic, and from Cottage Hospital, we have Kathleen Lamberton. How you doing?
Good morning. Okay. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Of course, Kathleen's been in here a few times in the past.
I have.
But we have a new lady with us. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Carrie Page from St. Johnsbury.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Glad to have you with us.
Thank you.
Have you been to Cottage Hospital how many? How long?
5 years.
5 years. Congratulations. And of course, Kathleen's been there for a long time.
I have. I started in 1999. So yeah, approaching 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I do a variety of things. One of my hats is diabetes education, but I also work in cardiac rehab and have been in talking about Heart Month and diabetes and other things. But today we're going to focus on a new program that we're rolling out.
How about your background a little bit, Carrie?
I'm a registered dietitian, so I see both inpatients and outpatients at Cottage Hospital. And I'll talk a little bit more later about seeing the outpatients, which we're doing 5 days a week. It's a really good program, too.
So with you, Carrie, we're going to kind of focus our attention for the next few minutes on medical nutrition therapy at Cottage Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is that before we get into a couple of our questions?
Okay, it is for outpatients, so people come in from their homes for a variety of different conditions. So it could be diabetes, could be heart disease, food allergies, really a wide range of medical issues. And their doctors refer them to come and see me or the other dietitian, Marcia Nelson. And we work with them to just create a personalized approach to improving their health through nutrition.
Okay.
And most insurance companies do cover that service, so it's very valuable service for a lot of people.
Right. And a lot of people may not realize that the insurance would cover that. So we're gonna talk with you a little bit more in detail about the nutrition part of it, and you'll talk to us in more depth about diabetes. Is that what we're going to try to establish here,
or both? Yeah. So we both see patients with diabetes, but Carrie's going to talk first a little bit about the nutrition portion of it, and we both will be involved with this new program, Diabetes Prevention, that we're going to roll out the end of April.
Okay, so this is going to be like a group thing where you educate people on this? Is that the intent?
Yes.
Okay, and it's going to be on a regular basis at a regular time at the hospital?
It will be on Thursdays starting April 26th at 6 p.m. at Cottage Hospital. And for the first 6 months, we'll hold weekly group sessions. Mm-hmm. And then for the next 6 months, it'll be monthly sessions. So it is a year-long group-based program.
All right. So to get enrolled in it, you don't have to be diabetic or pre-diabetic?
Right.
That's not the intent?
It's for people who are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes, or it's for people who have pre-diabetes.
Right.
And if people are more likely to have pre-diabetes if they're 45 years of age or older, if they're overweight, if they have a family history of type 2 diabetes, if they're physically active for less than 3 times a week, or if they've had a diagnosis of gestational diabetes while they've been pregnant in the past.
So you have to qualify for the program.
Right, you do. So how that differs from diabetes education is that diabetes education is for people that already have a diagnosis of either type 1 or type 2 diabetes, or they have gestational diabetes.
Okay.
So the program that we're rolling out is to capture the population that are at risk for continuing to have high glucose levels and may end up with diabetes eventually. So it's our goal is to meet with people in a group setting to educate them on healthier living styles through diet, through exercise, stress management. And it is, even though it's a group setting, you know, it is facilitated by a trained leader. So either myself or Carrie or Marcia would lead it.
Who's Marcia?
Marcia's the other dietitian.
Okay. What's her full name?
Marcia Nelson.
Okay, good. All right. So, and our question here, if you qualify for the program, so the if there, how do you find that part of the puzzle?
Well, if it sounds like, based on what I just read,
okay,
the criteria fits you, then you can give us a call at 747-9723, and we can help facilitate the process of whether or not you actually do qualify for the program. So we are looking for people who know that they have a diagnosis of prediabetes from their doctors, but if you're wondering if you might, you could also give us a call and we can help figure that out.
Right. So quite often it's already been determined by their physician.
Yeah, yes.
And if they're in question, they should see their doctor, and then the right. doctor refers them to you.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm catching on. All right. In one of my questions here, let's just find out what type 2 diabetes is. Give us a kind of an education in that.
Sure. So type 2 diabetes means that somebody has elevated blood sugars. And the difference between type 2 diabetes and type 1 diabetes mm-hmm. is that with type 1, the pancreas, which is the organ that makes insulin, no longer functions.
Okay.
So people that have type 1 diabetes become ill very quickly. Their body no longer makes any insulin at all, and they are insulin dependent.
Okay.
And type 2 diabetes, their body still makes some insulin, but it's not enough to control their blood sugars. So their body is not able to use the sugar that is circulating, and they usually need some medication to help them to control their blood sugars better.
Okay, so for the most part, more people have type 2?
Yes, okay. They do.
All right. Now, if they haven't been diagnosed and they don't know that they have type 2 diabetes, what would be some of the symptoms?
So increased urination, increased thirst, fatigue, poor healing of wounds. Those are really the classic symptoms. Usually, physicians are starting to test people for diabetes if they have a family history of diabetes, if they are over age 45, again, if they are overweight or their BMI is high, mm-hmm. then they might start testing them to see if they have diabetes. So most people that have a family history of diabetes kind of expect that somewhere along the line their physician's going to test them.
Sure. Yeah, that would make sense. So you're talking about thirst. Does appetite have anything to do with that? If you have cravings for anything?
Not really.
But it's keeping your diet under control.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. As Carrie was telling us more about that, medical nutrition therapy at Cottage Hospital. That goes hand in hand with also the education about type 2 diabetes.
Right.
So both of you have separate responsibilities
in that sense? Yep. I do see diabetic patients as well, type 1 and type 2, mm-hmm. for the medical nutrition therapy. And I focus just on the nutrition part of it.
Okay.
So I go very in-depth into what are carbohydrates, how much should I have, what are the healthier ones, how do I plan meals.
Sure.
And Kathleen focuses on everything else, so mm-hmm. complications and medications and how to take care of your body when you have diabetes.
So lots of times with, you know, reducing stress and maybe increasing your exercise if you can and controlling the diet, those are pretty important to not becoming type 2 diabetic.
They are certainly, you might be able
to... Part of the puzzle?
Yeah, if you're pre-diabetic and you make some lifestyle changes, such as eating better and exercising, you may be able to kind of reverse that process so that you're not pre-diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, once you develop diabetes, it's a lifetime condition.
Mm.
You don't often move back into that pre-diabetes range.
Okay, that's good. All right. I'm learning. Are more and more people nowadays type 2 diabetic than years ago? Is it becoming an epidemic, so to speak?
It is, and part of that is just a change in lifestyle. You know, I think one portion of this, and Carrie might be able to speak more on about it, is just the serving sizes that people are consuming mm-hmm. and having a sedentary lifestyle. You know, being able to get your prescriptions through a drive-through, being able to get your coffee through a drive-through, it really enhances people from having to move a lot.
Okay.
So I think the combination of larger servings mm-hmm. for food and less activity has led to people to being more overweight, and that puts them at risk for having the diabetes.
Our conversation is going to continue in just a few minutes. We have Carrie Page with us and also Kathleen Lamberton from Cottage Hospital. We're talking about diabetes prevention. We'll get a little bit more into that in just a moment. I'm going to take a break first. All right, as we get back to our conversation, diabetes prevention, a couple of guests from Cottage Hospital, Carrie Page and Kathleen Lamberton. During the break, you both were talking about you're pretty excited about this program, and it's being presented or brought to you by the CDC.
Right.
Kind of just explain how it has evolved and what you have as a responsibility to do this.
Okay. So it's a proven program. The curriculum's been developed by the Centers of Disease Control and also the American Medical Association. So we're using their lesson plans, which are really, really well done, to help us facilitate these group sessions. So as Kathleen said, we've all been trained to be lifestyle coaches for this program, in addition to our experience as dietitians and Kathleen as a nurse. So the focus is really on healthy eating, moderate weight loss, and also increasing physical activity. Some of the sessions are focused on stress reduction too. So it's really a whole lifestyle change that we're helping people implement for themselves.
Has this started already?
No.
Okay.
April 26th.
Okay. April 26th. Sorry, I knew you said that earlier. Yeah. We're pulling that out of you again.
Yeah.
All right, how do people sign up, and how many can you handle in a particular class? And if you have too many, will you kind of rotate people in? How would that work?
We're hoping for 10 to 15 people mm-hmm. per class, so we have spots still available,
great.
Definitely. And again, you can call us at 747-9723 if you already have a diagnosis of prediabetes, or if you're wondering if you might, and we can work with you to hopefully get you into the program if you qualify.
Sure. Yeah.
So to answer your question about, you know, if we have 10 to 15 people for initially, and if after that point people want to join, we would start another class probably a couple of months into the program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Once the curriculum starts, it would be really hard to get that person to catch up with the first part of the group. Mm-hmm. But yes, we're excited to roll this out. This is something that the providers for Cottage Hospital were recognizing that the population for that they have for people that have prediabetes, and that maybe insurance wouldn't pay for them to see Carrie for medical nutrition therapy, or for me to see me for diabetes education. You know, there was that group of patients that really needed some help and support. So that was kind of the impetus to get us to look at this program. The CDC's program is just one diabetes prevention program. There's a couple other out there, but we really liked this curriculum. So we're really, really excited to bring it to Cottage area.
So let's say a capacity of 15 in the class. Will each class be different, or do you go over the same thing to a certain degree so that people get educated by the time they're done with these classes? How does that part of it work?
Each session has a different topic, but it all builds on each other.
Yep.
So maybe lesson one, we talk about you know, healthy eating and carbs. And maybe lesson two, we talk about food planning. And maybe lesson three, we talk about journaling.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, each session has a different topic, that we introduce, but they all build on each other.
Okay. And so for the student that's planning to attend all of them, how many classes would there be in total? Or is it just going to keep going?
So,
it's monthly for the first 6 months.
Okay.
I think that's 24. Mm-hmm. And then, weekly for the first 6 months. Mm-hmm. I think I didn't say that right.
Yeah.
And monthly for the next 6 months.
All right. So people can't just walk into the class. They have to be referred to by their physician and,
yes.
and be a type 2 diabetic person.
Not a type 2. They have to have pre-diabetes.
Okay.
Yeah. So diabetes prevention program is for people that have pre-diabetes. So it means that their blood sugar is elevated but still not a diagnosis yet of diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And that differs from diabetes education, where somebody already has a diagnosis of diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you can't just walk into the class. You have to be referred. So you could self-refer. You could call us, and we could help you through that referral process. Or you could talk to your provider, and your provider can refer you to the program.
Okay, so more specifically to the question you provided, how do I make an appointment or get a referral? You kind of just said that.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So you could give us a call at 747-9723 with questions about referring to diabetes prevention, or you could give us a call if you're interested in medical nutrition therapy, or you already know you have diabetes and you would like some help with diabetes education. We would take referrals for that,
sure,
too.
Or just stop in the hospital sometime when you're driving
sure.
by, right? How about insurance, that part of it?
So for the diabetes prevention program, it is free of cost mm-hmm. for the first year. So we won't be in billing any insurance companies. And hopefully, if the outcomes are good for the first year, it'll be a program that we can continue and get reimbursement for in the future. But okay. for this first year, it's free of charge.
All right. So this is starting in April.
Yes.
On what day?
The 26th, which is a Thursday.
And what time?
6 p.m.
Okay. Got to make that clear. Are there other support groups that you have besides this one at Cottage Hospital?
Yes. I facilitate a diabetes support group. That will start again in March.
Mm-hmm.
We meet the second Monday of the months March through December, and it's at 6 o'clock. It usually runs 6 to 7. It's in the main part of the hospital, and it's for anybody that has diabetes, their support people, friends, family, and it is a that's truly what it is. It's a support group. I do have some guest speakers lined up throughout the year. For example, Dr. Lamontagne is going to come and talk about the importance of taking care of your feet for diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
I have Dr. Griffin from Woodsville Eye Care coming, and she's going to talk about the changes to the eye for mm-hmm. people with diabetes. I have Dr. Pollack, one of our cardiologists from Littleton, who's going to come and talk about heart. I also have Barbara Smith. She's a Reiki practitioner, and she's going to come and talk about more stress management and techniques to help with diabetes. So I've got it isn't all guest speakers, but I do have several lined up, and sometimes we have a topic that participants are interested in, and we kind of discuss that. That's free of charge. And if anybody wanted information about the support group, they could give me a call, 747-9724.
So when you're on your own at home and you also need that additional support, can you bring that person with you to this class so that they
absolutely.
Also understand the situation better?
Yes, absolutely.
So even though you would sign up 15 people, you can have additional people with you. I mean, if you've got 15 people signed up and they all bring somebody with you, all of a sudden there's 30. Can you handle that?
I think we could.
Yeah, I think so.
We would either...
yeah. We have a big room.
Yeah, we would probably meet in the conference room. So, yes, we could do that.
Okay. And of course,
good
you
question.
Guys...
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll make that happen if it happens, right?
Yeah.
Wow. A lot of interesting information from Carrie Page and also Kathleen Lamberton. Of course, Kathleen's been in here a couple of times. She's old hat to this. This is new for you. You'll be in again, right?
Yes, of course.
All right, we'll take a break. And then when we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation about diabetes prevention at Cottage Hospital, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Kathleen Lamberton and Carrie Page are with us. It is 8:56. We'll be back right after we check out the weather forecast. All right, it's 8:57 here at WYKR. A quick few minutes in our conversation on diabetes education from Cottage Hospital as Carrie Page has been with us and Kathleen Lamberton. As we've kind of been going over a program that's being introduced at Cottage Hospital starting in April on...
April 26th.
Which is a Thursday.
Right.
At 6 p.m.?
Yes.
All right. So additional information should be gathered at Cottage Hospital or from your physician.
Right. So
is that where you would start?
That's where I would start. Okay. Is I would suggest that you contact your physician if you feel that you... If you know you have prediabetes... If you question whether you would qualify for the program, talk with your physician. Again, this program would meet weekly for the first 6 months, and then monthly after that. It's free of charge for the first year, and it is open for people that already have prediabetes. And if you're not sure if you do, talk with your provider or give us a call, and we'd help you with that referral process.
It's a pretty in-depth conversation, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, it is.
Yeah. There's a lot to it.
There is a lot to it, there and is. We've only, you know, just talked a little bit about a few snippets, yeah. But it is a very in-depth, and again, the idea for the program is to capture those people that are at risk for going on to developing diabetes mm-hmm. if we don't make some changes in their lifestyle now.
So additional information will be on the station, newspapers, and also at your website, and most importantly, from your physician or at Cottage Hospital.
Exactly. We thank you for letting us come in and talk to you today.
Yeah,
thank you.
We look forward to our next conversation. Nice meeting you, Carrie.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah. Thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you.
All right. Enjoy the weekend.
You too.
You too.
All right.